A hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
WIRI Nakusa.
Here's the kickoff. It's bobbled and the 31. It's still loose. Spash thinks they have it as it went back to the 26-yard line.
Waiting for the official call.
There hasn't been one yet. Rapids says they've got it. The whole Spash sideline was pretty excited, but coming out of the pile for it are the Raiders. They're very fortunate there. Having a hard time reading if that's a 62 or an 82. Colton McMillan, if it's 82, yep, he's the one who recovered it. That'd have been disaster with 29 ticks to go. So instead, Rapids will take over first and 10 from their own 26.
Oh, now there's a having a discussion of some sorts here.
And quite a bit of discussing tonight. Spash is heading off the field.
I think they're calling a point ball.
I don't know. Everybody's leaving the field.
It's something.
Are they going to re-kick this?
Lightning.
Was it really?
I think it might be lightning. I'll call, maybe not. Maybe not, because one official was going like they're going to go off the field. I wonder if they're going to re-kick the whole thing.
Maybe they never signaled ready for play. Got to have the whistle blow before they can kick it, and I think they're going to redo it.
Yeah, I think they're going to do that because it was weird because the way that they're motioning, they're like, it's like they're motioning them off the field. So I'm like, and they talked about some potential bad, you know, some weather tonight. But
yeah, they said we could get a pop-up shower, but
yeah, I mean, it felt like it all day.
So Dillingham has it teed up once again at the 40-yard line. Try it again. Boy. And Seth had us playing our house in the middle of our street, and here we are in our house.
Not in the street, thankfully.
But next to it, though. Dillingham straight down the field. That's going to be caught at the 16-yard line.
Fumble.
And
you got it.
Spash, I think, did get it this time at the 25-yard line. My goodness. And coming up, shaking that right arm was the man who was unable to bring in that ball. Might have been Tyson Stemp on the attempted return. And Spash does take over. So fumble kickoff. And so it's first and 10 at the Wisconsin Rapids 25.
24 seconds to move the ball, 25 yards.
And now a timeout going to be taken by Rapids. Gives us an opportunity to talk a little bit about Homestead as fall is approaching. Head on out to play a little golf at Homestead Golf Course and Supper Club. The course is in great shape. And then after the round, you can always stop in for a good home-cooked meal by Mary and say hi from all of us at WIRR. IRI, just 2.5 miles west of town as you head over the viaduct on Highway 73. So thank them for all of their support as well as we now head into the waning seconds of the first half. It was just flying along, and then all of a sudden things got slowed up by about 10 minutes here.
Yep. Got two halftime scores for you. Nakusa's trailing 15-0, and Assumption is down 41-0 at the break, and that means run time in the second half for the Royals. It's tough season for them.
Yeah, you just hope iScan plays a few of the second stringers and makes it a little bit more interesting in the second half.
Sean and sure
straight back to throw, looking for that same pass down the left sideline.
Nope.
Knocked away at the last second, but they're going to call pass interference.
He never turned to locate the ball.
And so they're going to mark off a 15-yard penalty from the line of scrimmage. That should put it at the 10-yard line. It's not from the point of the foul as it is in the pros.
Sean Denard's pass intended for number 10, Trent
So plus 15 on the penalty. And they'll put it down at the 10-yard line. Nope. See, now they haven't marked it yet. They're going to call it a 10-yard penalty and put it at the 15. Okay.
All right. He's the boss.
So, fresh set of downs at the 15-yard line with still 18 seconds to go. Shannonoff fumbles the snap, picks it up, goes to the left side, cuts it back, the 15, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Grant Shannonoff. And what was a 7-6 ball game moments ago has suddenly turned into a 27-6 lead in favor of Stevens Point.
That's 11 carries, 84 yards for the young Panther. As that scores on back-to-back running plays as he scampered in from 23 yards just moments ago and now again from 15.
So Dillingham on to attempt the PAT. And the kick is on the way, and this kick is high, and it is good. And now with 11 seconds to go in quarter number two, Spash increases its lead to 28-6. Let's take a 30-second timeout. We'll be back with the final ticks of quarter number two right after this.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them, but with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Mr. Dillingham probably getting a little bit tired out, kicking those PATs, a couple of kickoffs. Last one he kicked off, the fumble by Rapids. They said they didn't blow the whistle, so they re-kicked it. And when the fumble by Rapids occurred again, they did recover it and ended up with a little two-play, 25-yard drive. And now lead it by the score of 28-6. The next kickoff is bobbled by Rapids, but it is recovered and coming a little bit gimpy to the sideline. Chase Gethers for the Raiders. Let's see if they just take a knee here with eight ticks to go or if they actually decide to run a play. So it'll be Rapids ball at their own 32-yard line.
I think you run a play, you just go belly play up the gut. And
never know, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I do, but
You don't have a earpiece in with the coach, do you?
No.
They ran a little belly play right up the middle. It was a yard, and now it is halftime here.
Flag.
But before we can say it's halftime here, we've got another piece of yellow. Unsportsmanlike on Stevens Point, so should be one on time down.
So they're actually giving them no gain on the play. No, they gave them one, excuse me, Brooks on that.
So they march off the 15 yards. They'll mark it all the way ahead to the 48-yard line. And the first and 10. And with no time on the clock, see if they can't get a Hail Mary from Rogers to Rogers here at Lions Stadium, Ford Field.
Ford Field.
Nope, they decide instead to go up the middle, and that's going to be a carry by Lehman up to the 47-yard line for a gain of 5, and now it's officially halftime, unless there's another flag. Nope, they're all leaving.
Nope, not yet.
So with the scoreboard reading, Stevens Point 28, Wisconsin Rapids 6, we'll send it back to our studios where Seth Habiger will do his usual magical work. And we'll come back with some individual and team statistics as well as the scoring highlights. We'll do all of that and more in about 15 minutes. So you're listening to FM 105.5 WIRI.
Much, but I do. She don't sit on old bar stools, but I do. I don't worry about where she's been. I'm the only trouble she gets in. She don't have tattoos on her skin, but I do. 'Cause I'm her wild side. The one crazy thing she does. I hope she never quits me. I hope she never gives me up. When I'm a mile word, man, I've cursed her. I'm the only hell she's ever gonna raise. The one bad habit I hope she never breaks. She could put me down like a cigarette if she wanted to. Go and find somebody else if she wanted to. Thank God I'm her one addiction. She ain't got around to kicking. Hell, I couldn't blame her if she wanted to. I'm her wild side. The one crazy thing she does. I hope she never quits me. I hope she never gives me up. I'm a mile away from perfect. If there's a curse word, man, I've cursed it. I'm the only hell she's ever gonna raise. The one bad habit I hope she never breaks. I hope she never breaks. But I do.
Keeping it country in the heart of Wisconsin. Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
To get a date, my boss says no dice, son, you gotta work late.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, 'cause there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Well, my mom and papa told me, son, you gotta make some money. If you wanna use a car to go riding next Sunday. Well, I didn't go to work, told the boss I was sick.
Now you can't use a car 'cause you didn't work a lick.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, 'cause there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. We'll be right back.
I'm gonna take 2 weeks, gonna have a vacation. I'm gonna take my problem to the United Nations. Well, I called the congressman and he said, quote,
I'd like to help you, son, but you're too young to vote.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, cause there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM. guys, it ain't no surprise. Sparks started flying like the 4th of July. She gets me so hot and my heart starts popping. We get to kissing, there ain't no stopping. When it comes to love, she ain't no slacker. My little darling is a firecracker. When I light the fuse, I gotta get back quick. You gotta be careful with a dynamite stick. Son of a gun, she's fun to handle, and she packs a punch like a Roman candle. She's a pack of black cats in a red paper wrapper. My little darling is a firecracker. We might not ought to take a roll in the hay, cause we burned the barn down one of these days. We're a match made in heaven, man, it ain't no joke. But I sure hate to see it go up in smoke. We got a good thing. She's a firecracker, she's the light of my life. She goes off with a great big bang. Boys, I tell you, it's a beautiful thing. When she takes off, you better hang on tight. She's a blonde bottle rocket in the middle of the night. When she makes love, she's a heart attacker. My little darling is a firecracker. I ought to take a row in the hay, cause we burned the barn down one of these days. We're a match made in heaven, man, it ain't no joke. But I sure hate to see it go up in smoke. We got a good thing going and it feels so right. Well, she's a firecracker, she's the light of my life. Firecracker, she's the light of my life. We got a good thing going and it feels so right. She's a firecracker, she's the light of my life. She's a firecracker, she's the light of my life.
Like us
sitting here drinking beer, talking God, amen, killing time, living life with some down home.
We interrupt our regularly scheduled program to bring you the following sports presentation.
Well, it's halftime here at Wood Trust Bank Field in Wisconsin Rapids as the Raiders trail it by the score of 28-6 at the break. Rapids actually got the lead as they got the first early turnover of the ball game as the snap went over the head of the punter. He fumbled it a couple of times, and Rapids took over at the 3-yard line. And after a penalty, a little 1-yard sneak, and it was simply a one-play, 3-yard drive. Rapids PAT was wide right, and the score read 6-0. But since that time, it's been all Spash. 5:29 mark still of quarter number one. Johnny Matthews took a little 5-yard jaunt to the right. 11-play, 69-yard drive, and Mason Dillingham's PAT made it 7-6 Spash. About the same time in quarter number two, 5:47, Grant Chandana ran 23 yards to the left and then back up the middle, capping an 11-play, 33-yard drive. Dillingham's PAT made it 14-6 in favor of Stevens Point. And then with just 37 seconds left in the half, a 31-yard touchdown pass from Chandana to Cole Miller down the left sideline. It was a 5-play, 90-yard drive. And big play in that drive was it was 3rd and 10 from their own 10-yard line. And they were able to convert, and Billingham's PAT made a 21-6 Spash. And then on a fumble on the punt, or excuse me, on the kickoff, with just 11 seconds left, Grant Chandana went left 15 yards. 2-play, 25-yard drive. Dillingham's PAT made the score 28-6 in favor of Stevens Point at the break. And now with some of the individual and team statistics, once again, here's Michael Comer.
Well, it's close, and then
it wasn't,
unfortunately. As starting with Wisconsin Rapids, Jonah Rasmussen leading the way. He's 5 carries, 32 yards, and a score. First play of the game for the Red Raiders, 2-yard touchdown plunge. Then Cohen Lehman, 8 carries, 20 yards. Landon Pilot, 1 carry for negative 3 yards rushing. While Sawyer Brooks playing the fullback position, 6 carries, 22 yards. Rapids grand total, 20 carries for 71 yards. Now, passing, here's where Rapids is getting her done. Well, comparatively so, I should say. It would be 2 attempts, 2 completions for 18 yards, as there is a grand total of 89 yards for Rapids in the first half. They have 4 first downs in the first half. 1 fumble, 1, and they lost it, so 1 turnover. And then, unfortunately, here's the kicker, and this is going to be the trend of the game that I'm pretty sure both sides are saying, clean it up. Rapids, 7 penalties, 55 yards. Not conducive to being in a good spot. Flip the page. Stevens Point. They are being led by their quarterback, Grant Chardonnay's, can't ever say that word.
Chandana.
As he has 11 carries, 84 yards. Johnny Matthews, 5 touches, 17 yards. Kyle Madlina, 5 touches, 44 yards. Trent Brightback, he is in a rough spot as he was the punter, had the snap go over his head, kind of ran with it, fumbled it again. 1 rush, negative 33 yards rushing on that. Unfortunately, that's the way you got to call it statistically. As .22 touches in total for 112 yards. Passing-wise, a little bit better. 6 for 10 passing for 123 yards. So that grand total, 235 total yards. They have 12 first downs. As they actually put the ball on the ground 5 times, three times in one play, however. Never lost one of them, but here's points. Big issue there is 8 penalties, 87 yards. Both teams got to clean it up. Rapids specifically on the turnover aspect of things. There's a chance to come back in this, but they're going to have to really clean up their game.
Here's the second half kickoff, going to come up short at the 25-yard line to one of the up men for Rapids. That return by Caden Schlinski, and Rapids will take over. 1st and 10 in good position at their own 39-yard line. You got some updates from around the area?
Yeah, the big three. I mean, we don't know how Rapids is having enough tough night tonight, losing 28-6 at the half. Nakusa, they're trailing 15-0 at the half. Assumption 41-0 at the half. That's tough, but hey, Poaba, Port Edwards, the Blackhawks at the half beating Alma Bancroft 40-8. That's a big game in that Mideast Conference and eight-player action.
Port's got a good start to their season going.
Yeah, they do, possibly going 3-0.
Rapids is going now from south to north here as we start quarter number three, and start things off with a little dive off the right-hand side, and I believe for Rapids that was Cohen Lehman on the carry. Well, give him a couple 3 yards to the 42-yard line. Let's be generous and say three. Second down and seven. We always like to be generous on a Friday night, don't we?
That's right.
Wide out to the top of the screen. I formation set behind quarter Jonah Rasmussen. The 6'3", 220-pound senior does the dive straight up the middle again and got some running room up to the 47-yard line. Nice little pickup of five on that carry. Makes a much more manageable third down and two as, once again, it's Cohen Lehman, the 6'2", 180-pound junior on the carry.
We'll see how they can pick this up. That'll be a good start as they can continue to eat up some yardage and possibly score, getting a little bit closer.
Dive fake this time. Rasmussen keeps, takes it across midfield to the 45-yard line of Spash for a gain of eight on that carry, and good enough for a first and 10 for Rapids. As Hank Stram would have said, Mark, just keep on matriculating down the field.
Yes, Hank Stram, one of the all-time greats.
Coach for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yes, sir.
Fortunately for the Packers, he had a loser when they played against the Chiefs in Super Bowl I.
And fortunately for the Vikings, he had a winner in Super Bowl
IV. Lehman again on the carry across the 45 to the 42-yard line. Pickup of three, second down and seven for Rapids.
Yeah, that had to have been a heck of a game there. Hank Stram coaching against Bud Grant.
Yeah, and then that, the earlier one against Vince Lombardi.
Yeah, I mean, that's something.
We're talking Hall of Famers all over the place there.
For sure, and that's just coaching.
Yeah, I was just going to say, that doesn't even include the players. So they mark it at the 43-yard line, say only a gain of two, typical of our Friday night. And Rasmussen is going to keep it, pitch it at the last second to the left side, and I don't think there's going to be much of a gain that time as wrapping up Calvin Roth, a 6 foot, 170-pound junior on the tackle for Stevens Point for no gain. As Gethers was the ball carrier for Rapids, they'll mark it right back at the 43-yard line where it'll be still third down and eight.
First carry of the game for Gethers.
Quarter of the way. Quarter of the way through quarter number three.
Oh, boy. She's moving. As Rawhide likes to say, rolling, rolling, rolling.
Wide out top of the screen. Rasmussen surveys the defense, and hey, something
delay
new.
Game.
We got a flag. Offside against Spash.
Oh, wow. I was thinking delay a game. My bad.
Offside penalty on the Panthers. So make it third down and three now at the 38-yard line. What was it, 15 penalties combined in that first half? And there was a lot of talk at halftime as I went down throughout the crowd.
92 yards for points so far in the game.
So, again, Rasmussen under center. I formation. They give it on the dive straight ahead, jumping through would-be tacklers. 35-30 down to the 29-yard line on the carry for a quick 9 yards and a fresh set of downs for Rapids. That was nice on that little quick hitter that time, just popping through the defense, jumping over a few folks.
It's Brooks, correct?
Cohen Lehman again on the carry.
There's so many bodies in there, I didn't catch the numbers, so my apologies for that.
Hefner will go to the top of the screen. Everybody else in tight. I formation behind Rasmussen.
Could be looking to throw on this one.
Does give the dive instead, and that's going to cross the 25, but barely. Guess we'll have to call it the 24, but it's going to be a short 5 yard pickup. It'll be second down and more like six. Put it at the 24 yard line. Rapids really needs this drive, trailing it by 22.
Yeah.
Leading at one point, 6-0.
Yeah, I mean, their offense, man, it looked tough coming out. And I mean, their offense has not played poorly. They've moved the ball. Mm-hmm. It's just tough to slow down them Panthers.
And then a couple of turnovers at the end. Here's a slant pattern. Gilbertson stopped slanting, and it almost was picked off. It went right in and out of the arms of the defender for Spash. So on the incomplete pass, that'll bring up a third down and six. The 24-yard line.
Yeah, that was close, my friend.
Yeah, you thought he kind of led him on the pass where he thought he would be, and then stopped about a yard short of where the pass went, and it ends up almost being INT'd.
And it was low, too, you know, so that makes it a little tougher.
Trying to protect the receiver.
Yep.
Man in motion towards the bottom of the screen, and they fake the dive. Rasmussen keeps it, and he crosses the 20 to the 15-yard line, and that's good for a gain of 9, and that's good for a Rapids first down.
That was one heck of a hit delivered by Jonah Rasmussen. He put his shoulder down, and he just ran over that Panther. That was not exactly what I think that point player wanted to have happen tonight.
Jonah, big kid, 6'3", 220.
Yes, he is. You can definitely see it between last year and this year. He's bulked up, hit the weight room.
Fumble as the ball comes out of the hands of Lehman. Let's see who gets on top
point,
of it.
Point came out of the pile.
And they're going to say first down Stevens Point with the ball at the 10-yard line on the fumble. And again, turnovers hurting the Raiders. Well, they were at their own 10-yard line with about a minute to go in the first half of play and were able to cover 90 yards the last time they had it from there. So see what Spash can do this time starting at their own 10. Very, very boisterous Spash high school backers over there on the far side.
Yeah, that student section's always loud.
Here's a handoff off the left side, and Johnny Matthews will go across left tackle between the tackle and the guard and get it up to the 15-yard line for a nice little gain of 5, second and 5.
Johnny Manziel Matthews.
Boy, I like
the way he took off.
I like that.
Back in the old college days.
He was for, was it Texas A&M? I know he's a Texas school, Tech, A&M, one of those two. Here's a little draw play up the middle. Shifty running for the Panthers. Left, then right, then back to the left for Matthews as he'll get it all the way out to the 30-yard line. And a slick carry of 15 yards that time. And it'll be a first down from the 10 to the almost 30-yard line.
At this point, I think they're just going to try to out-physical, out-muscle Rapids in the run game and just eat up some clock.
A little inside counter. It's going to go for 5 yards to the 35-yard line on the near sideline. And Matthews again on the carry. Second down and 5 yards to go. Quarter number 3. We're over halfway through this third quarter with Spash on top, 28-6. Battle for the old River Jug,
as Bon Jovi would say.
And off to the near side this time again. Matthews dancing. Now he cuts it back to the middle, 40, 45, 47, maybe even the 48-yard line. But, hey, we got a penalty. Holding going to be on Stevens Point, so.
I'll let you do that math, Randy.
We'll give him a carry of 11. But then we've got a penalty that'll push it back 10 yards from the spot of the foul, which is the 42. So they should put it hypothetically at the 32.
That's why we keep you around to do the math, because when they do spot fouls instead of from the line and when it was downfield, that's...
No, they're saying it was at the 43, so it'll be the 33.
Yeah.
They sometimes pick up that flag and move it a little bit. And that's what they did. So the 33 yard. So it ends up being a loss of 2 after the penalty. And it'll be second down and 6 yards to go. So really only a loss of 1. Overall. But the ball was pretty close to the 35-yard line, so it was like 1.75 yards. So that's why I called it 2.
A yard and three quarters.
Fake the handoff. Shot is not going to keep it. He's going to wish he handed it off because he got rocked that time by Wisconsin Rapids Tanner Gordmanson, 6'4", 260-pound senior. So now after that two-yard loss, it'll be third and eight back at the 31-yard line of Stevens Point. 5 minutes to go in quarter number three. Two on top of the screen. Kind of a weird look in the backfield. One to the right and one in the slot, and the flag flies. Offside. And offside's going to be called this time against, I would imagine, Rapids.
Yeah, you'd think so.
Yep.
Offside against the Red Raiders.
So that'll bring up a third down and three now from the 36-yard line.
Way more manageable. Late second quarter, Berlin up now 22-0 on the Papermakers.
Papermakers have been undefeated going into this game, right?
Yeah, strong defense, and they're playing tough tonight.
Shanana up the middle, runs right into a tackler and takes him ahead for three more yards, and pops right up, a little bit of pushing and shoving between these friendly rivals, up to the 46-yard line for a gain of 10. And it'll be a fresh set of downs now for Stevens Point. 4 1/4 to go. Quarter number three, 28-6. Panthers. One setback to the left of Grant Chandonna. He hands it to that would-be runner, and it's Mr. Matthews again up to the 48-yard line for a pickup of two. Johnny Matthews, it makes you think also of Johnny Mathis.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Golden voice.
10 carries, 55 yards for Johnny Matthews.
I'm going to be calling him Johnny Mathis the rest of the night.
All right, that works.
Second down. Call it about 7 yards. Fake it to Matthews. Shannonot keeps it, 50, 45, 42-yard line for a pickup of 10 on the carry. And another first and 10 for Stevens Point.
That is 14 carries, 102 yards for Shanana.
And they hurry to the line of scrimmage.
Fumble.
Ball's on the ground. One of the Raiders dove for it and missed it. Shanana picked it up, and he took it all the way to the 35-yard line. So he turned in a 7-yard gain, what could have been a disaster there. Now it'll be second down and three from the Rapids 35-yard line. Make it the 34. Of course, give my 8 yards on the carry.
Carry was good for 8 yards. Second down and two.
Now Stevens Point takes a little more time, leisurely coming to the line of scrimmage. And waiting the snap, here it is. Hand off to Matthews. Off the left side, 30, 25, 24-yard line. Now they'll probably say the 25. Pickup of 9, it'll be first and 10. And they will place it at the 25-yard line. You know, I was a little surprised. I know they like the up-tempo, but right now the enemy is basically the clock, and now they caught the Raiders trying to get a substitute off the field and on the field, and Rapids calls a timeout so that they don't get the penalty. And while they take the 1 minute timeout, let's do the same. Seth, back at the studios, you're listening to WIRI.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Toyota, and more. Tired of searching dozens of sites or driving far and wide for the right truck? Don't exhaust yourself anymore and trust the team at 8th Street Auto. Let them do all the legwork. 8th Street Auto Sales and Repair. Stop in today. Work with their knowledgeable team and be able to say, hand me the keys to that pickup truck. A person's truck is a reflection of themselves. Why waste one more minute? Drive away today with your dream truck from 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids.
Watch out!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nfamilyfire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Coming out of the timeout, once again, Shanana back to throw. Goes down that left sideline in the end zone. Touchdown, Stevens Point. I believe that reception was made by Charlie Belson. And the lead now increases to 34-6. 2:31 to go here in quarter number three. And they're looking for the PAT off the foot of Mason Dillingham. Lines are set. The ball is down. The kick is on the way. And the kick is good. And with 2:31 to go in quarter number three, Spash increases its lead to 35-6. We'll take another one-minute timeout. Back with more from Rapids right after this.
Paper City Savings' mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years' experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
Imagine waking up hungry, cold, or lost within yourself, and too proud to ask for help, but struggling. Love, Inc. and Love It Again Thrift Store is helping people grow in Christ and get their lives back on track. Don't be afraid anymore. Call 715-424-5689.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Rolling, 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 rolling.
You know, Michael, it's just kind of like ask and you shall receive.
Yes.
Thanks, Seth. The kickoff goes to Rapids in the south end zone. They'll run it out to the 15, 20, 24-yard line where they'll take over first and 10. We were just talking moments ago about that last drive that they would have to cover 90 yards, and they did it. They went 90 yards in 11 plays, capped off by the Shanana pass to Charlie Belson of 25 yards. And the lead has grown to 35-6. So Rapids now with their second possession of the second half on the handoff up the middle to Cohen Lehman. Good for a couple of yards to the 28-yard line. We'll say four on that carry. Second down and six.
And we have a final, or just about a final, in Iola. 41-0. T-Birds over the Royals.
Looks like we might get one W in the area tonight with Port Edwards. Otherwise, unless we have some big comebacks, it'd be like 1-3, huh? Or 1-4, one win with three losses. Big lick on Rasmussen that time by Isaac Berginer, 5'11", 210-pound linebacker. That was one of those that they might have called a personal foul on, for he handed it off and he just got whacked. The carry up to the 30-yard line for two. It'll be third down and four. I was so involved in the hit that time, I didn't catch it was Cohen Lehman on the carry.
Yeah, I missed that as well.
So it'll be a third and four from the 30-yard line of Wisconsin Rapids. Back to throw, and that's batted down. Almost taken right out of the hand of Rasmussen that time. Good pressure coming up the middle for Stevens Point. It was made by Brett Standifer, 6'2", 170-pound senior, getting in there very quickly. And it looks like the Raiders are going to be forced to punt it away on a three and out.
Don't have much of a choice, really.
No. 1 minute exactly remaining here in quarter number three. Gilbertson stands back at his own 21-yard line, awaiting the snap. It's a good one. He boots it away. It's
good kick.
Kind of like a frisbee-type kick, as it's penalty already flies at the 44-yard line and breaking free up the left-hand sideline across the 50 to the 45-yard line, but that's going to probably come back.
Believe it or not. There is a flag on the play.
Yep.
Number 12, Johnny Onyedis on the return.
And a hold on Bash. So with the flag laying at the 44-yard line, march it off from there, and Stevens Point will take over first and 10 from their own 34-yard line. Second possession of half number two here for Stevens Point. And 48 seconds left, barring a penalty, going out of bounds or incomplete pass. This should be the last play of quarter number three. Of course, they hurry it up. You never know.
Yeah, you never know.
Here's the snap, the handoff to the lone setback. That's Madlina, who hasn't had a whole ton of carries tonight. How many has he carried it?
That's number six.
Yeah. That's good for a couple of yards up to the 39-yard line. Kyle Madlina
on the carries. Six carries for 40. Was that a gain of five? So that'll be a gain of 49 yards.
Trips to the right of the screen. Lone set back is next to Shanana. Claps his hands, gets the snap, gives it to Madlina. He goes up the middle. And Raiders pushing the pile backwards after he gathered up to the 42-yard line. Three on that carry. Third down and two. And unless they hurry it up here, it's going to be the end of quarter number three, where the scoreboard will read Stevens Point 35, Wisconsin Rapids 6. We'll take a one-minute timeout. We'll be back with quarter number four right after this. You're listening to Red Raiders Stevens Point football on WIRI.
Time for college. Is your student eyeing up your current furniture look? Visit Home Furniture and Design and get yourself a new living room set. You've succeeded in sending them off to college. Reward yourself. Home Furniture and Design in Wisconsin Rapids and Plover.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
Get ready to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, September 16th. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
Trent, right back on the third and two with the carry up to the 45-yard line. Gate picks up three, one more than he needed. And it's a first and 10 for Stevens Point. We're just talking a little bit of that last commercial about Green Bay Packers. You're going to be head over to Lambeau on Sunday, Michael?
Yep, hopefully we'll see who plays quarterback. I don't know what to expect there. Should be a good game, though.
Richardson didn't look too bad for the Colts last week.
A lot of deep passes.
Here's the handoff. Nothing doing for Madlina that time. In on the tackle for the Raiders with Sawyer Brooks. Got an arm around the ankles and held him to no gain on the play. Second down and 10.
Yeah. Looked like he was knocked back about maybe a foot and a half, but no, they just moved it right back to the line. I get it.
35-6. We're talking about if they would score again, we'd have a running clock, but the way they just run the football here, it's tantamount 2-1. The only time they stop it is to move the chains, and there's Madlina again up the middle, midfield, still going forward, 49, maybe the 48-yard line. Give him a gain of 7.
Madlina again on the carry.
Nine carries, 59 yards.
So that make it a third down and three to go. It's only their second possession of the second half. Both teams have had the ball twice here in half number two. It sure seems like a lot more than that. Two long drives.
Yeah, I mean, Rapids has had two very long drives and just didn't come out with anything on them.
Taking a little bit of time here. Looking at the back judge, he hasn't started to count yet. Two wide outs to top. Now he starts the count. Chaminade takes, fakes to Madlina, keeps it, goes off the left side. And it looks like he might have got across that 45-yard line. Depends on the spot.
I think he got it.
Really close. They're just signaling, let's go first down and not bother bringing out the sticks. So three on the carry. Tritt's on the tackle. And the ball resting smack dab against the 45-yard line of Wisconsin Rapids. So fresh set of downs should give them a chance to run off another couple, 3 minutes. That set of downs took 2.5 minutes.
Yeah. Yes, it did.
Chaminade, and hey, how about a flag for offsides?
On point.
On point. I don't know who it is on because the ball's on the 45-yard line and there's nobody across the 45-yard line.
Might have been a receiver.
And he's talking to maybe the tackle or guard who he said helmet was across the line. So back it up to midfield. So the penalty of 5 yards. First and 15
formation
from midfield.
Against the Panthers. Backs him up 5 yards. First down and 15 from midfield.
Bottom of the screen, Charlie Belson. Chaminade stands at his own 45-yard line, gets the snap, gives it to Madlina. He goes up the middle to the 48-yard line. Pick up of a couple on that carry. Second down and 13. The one thing the penalty did, first and 15, it just kind of made the clock run long.
Yep.
More quickly, right?
Yep, last nothing longer, else.
Right?
Second down and 13.
48-yard line now of Rapids as we are down to 8.5 minutes remaining in this ball game. And it appears that the Panthers are going to retain the River Jug for
so
another
it
year.
It looks.
Rapids came out hard, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
Got
and
that
I
first
don't
touchdown.
Think they've ever given up at
were
all.
Fired up and close for a couple quarters. Since then, it's been all splash. And let it fly down the right sideline, and it is going to be
intercepted
by Rapids at the 15-yard line, coming to the near side, 20, 25, 30. And runs into a couple of the linemen and another flag coming in from the side. Let's see if we can get a number on who picked that pass off.
Right box pass intercepted by number 18.
And number 18.
18 for Rapids. Tyson Stempa on the INT. 6'2", 190-pound senior was step for step with the wide receiver that time. And then a face mask on top of it. So it'll go from the 38 and they'll move it forward even further. And we'll see where they are going to officially spot it. They'll leave it at the 38 for some reason. Isn't that where he was tackled?
Yeah, I believe so.
I don't know why they are not marking it off.
Maybe they waved it off.
Picked it up, huh? All right. First and 10 Rapids, their own 38-yard line. Rasmussen will take. He'll turn. He'll do the dive to Cohen Lehman.
And he, flag.
Another flag. 41-yard line. Picked up of three. Now let's see what the yellow is all about.
Number 44, Kristen Lindenman, in on the tackle.
That's what I thought.
Another face mask penalty. This one I think they'll probably move it forward. So from the 41. I'm going to give it the garden type variety of 5 yards. So it ends up being a gain of 8, and it'll be second down and 2 from the 46-yard line of Rapids. Hand off straight up the middle, Lehman again. He's going to be close to the stick. Let's see if they decide to move it. Nope, they're going to say just a bit short. Can't really say 2 yards then, can we?
No.
Going to have to say a gain of